Welcome back to our study of Revelation. We are in chapter 13, and we're going to look at verse 7 again with chapter 13. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
You know, in our last session, we were actually talking about this, and there's a lot I don't understand, and I'll be straight up with you on that. But while they were given permission to overcome the saints, but nevertheless, this Antichrist spirit has been given permission. But you look at this last part, it says he was given authority over all clans, languages, and races. Now, this is why one of the reasons that I don't think this is Daniel's 70th week, because that 70th week was peculiar to Daniel's people and to the holy city, which would be Jerusalem. Here, this is talking about everybody. This is not exclusive to the Jews, okay?
No. Okay. And verse 8, mm-hmm. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Now, think about this. I had someone to ask me recently, will there be people saved in the tribulation, you know, when all this stuff is going on? And here again, we have to differentiate between tribulation that's the result of Antichrist and tribulation that's a result of God's wrath being poured out on people. You with me? And so at this particular point, we're talking about the Antichrist, this system that's going to bring persecution against those who believe in Jesus. But now note this. It says that all who dwell on earth, whose names are not written in the book of life, will worship this dangerous animal. So if I'm understanding this correctly, there will be some on earth who will not worship the ones whose names are written in the book of life. Okay?
If any man has an ear, let him hear.
Now, when you see that statement, that's a real caution. Think about this. Let's ponder on this. Let's see what this is all about. And I'll let you think about it. I'm just giving you enough information to try to springboard you into thinking, and here again, there's tons I don't know concerning the revelation. As a matter of fact, I told Heather this afternoon, I'm with these things the way I am with Ezekiel's temple in chapters 40 and 41 and 42. There's a lot I don't know about it, and I couldn't draw you a picture. And I can't draw you a picture on this. I don't know what all these things mean, but I do know this, if I'm reading it right, that many people are going to be worshiping this beast, as it's called, okay, this dangerous animal, which I believe is the system. Okay, and I'm going to share some things with you here in a little while that may shock you. But I also, if I'm understanding this right, I also believe that there are people who are not going to worship him, but their names are in the book of life, which means that it may cost them their life. They may die, but they won't worship the beast. You understand? But I'm not saying everybody's going to be killed, so don't read that into it either. You with me? Mm-hmm. I am saying that there's going to be people saved, if I'm interpreting this correctly.
Verse 10, he that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Now, I want you to listen closely to what he's saying, because the last sentence will give you some insight. In this just retribution is the endurance and faith of the saints. In other words, there's someone that's in opposition to the saints. There's a system that's in opposition to the saints. And so, if the saints are being captured, the ones who's capturing them are going to be captured. And he goes on, those who kill will be killed. And so, saints, take courage. They're not getting by with anything. I will execute vengeance on those who are persecuting you. Okay?
Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon.
Now understand that horns refer to power. And so this dangerous animal that he sees coming up is going to be exercising power from two different sources. Two different powers, okay? But it'll all be in agreement with this Antichrist system. Now, unlike the first beast, this dangerous animal, the first beast came out of the people. This one comes from the earth. And I believe that this is probably some type of political system structured to meet the demands of the first animal, the first beast, okay? Then this political system will provide a means which the desires of the ecclesiastical system are fulfilled. Remember, just remember, ecclesiastical and civil. Ecclesiastical and civil, two major powers, but yet in these systems there are lesser powers that are subordinate to them but overpower other people, okay? Now, the two horns, I believe, is talking about two ruling entities that have the authority to enforce the inhabitants of the earth to fulfill the mandates of this first. I'm calling it a dangerous animal. And if they don't, then they'll be killed, executed, however you want to say it. And then when it says that he's speaking like a serpent, suggests deception. The deception of these ruling entities will cause many people to willingly fulfill the desires of the first dangerous animal. And you're seeing us going on right under your nose today. The deception, the lies, and people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. No common sense, no discretion, not thinking at all. Just letting someone else do their thinking for them. If you don't think, someone else will think for you. And you better learn to think for yourself. You with me? Okay.
Verse 12, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them, or those which dwell therein, to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
And so this second dangerous animal is exercising the authority of the first dangerous animal in its presence. In other words, they're in agreement. You know, they're not in opposition. They're mm-hmm. working together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it also causes all those who dwell on earth to worship this first dangerous animal whose deadly wound was healed. Okay? So he's identifying who this is. And I personally believe this is referring to Rome being revived through the Roman Catholic Church. That Roman Empire was deadly wound, but it's come back to power through the Roman Catholic Church. There's not anyone on earth with more power than the Pope. You can challenge that if you want to, or you can stop and think, and you see how he can affect political leaders of nations all over the world.
And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
The second dangerous animal executes great signs. He makes fire come down from heaven in the presence of the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major concern that I have today. I believe in the miraculous. You understand? But I believe that people today are being duped by miraculous. Not understanding that miraculous is not exclusive to God. That the devil can do miraculous things. And this is how Antichrist deceives people. It's through miracles. It's through signs. It's through miraculous things, the spectacular. And if you're pursuing the spectacular and that enamors you, then you're going to be duped and not even understand. Well, they operated with power. They did this. They did that. Well, I'll take you back to the Moses there when he goes before Pharaoh and the magicians, Aaron throws his rod down, it becomes a serpent. They throw their rods down and they become serpents. He turns water into blood, they turn water into blood. They're doing miracles and I'm telling you, you'd better not be following the miracles, you better be following the Word of God or you will be deceived. It's not that you may be, you will be deceived if you're not established in the Word of God.
Verse 14, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them, dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live.
Let me go back to verse 13.
Okay.
Where it talks about fire coming down from heaven. Fire so often coming down from heaven is referring to lightning. Okay?
Yeah.
Right now, it's happening right here and has been happening for years that your government creates storms. They can make it rain. They can have major storms, hurricanes, tornadoes. All that is a fact, even earthquakes. They know how to manipulate the weather. You understand? And so don't get a preconceived idea of I'm going to see a ball of fire come down from heaven. What you may see is lightning bolts that's so intense coming down from heaven. We'll make it lightning. Well, that was one of the things that Moses did there in Egypt. He called for it and it happened. And the fire of God killed the animals and so they got struck by lightning. You understand? Well, your government can do that right now. They are doing it. Now, that 14th verse, it says, through the signs, these miraculous things, something not natural, that this animal does, then the inhabitants of the earth are deceived by it. In the presence of the first dangerous animal, the second dangerous animal told the inhabitants of the earth to make an image. Now, don't get a preconceived idea of an idol. Make a representation of this first image. Something that will represent this first image, this first dangerous animal who received the wound by the sword and lived. Okay? Now I think it's important that we get some preconceived ideas out of our mind or we can be deceived. Okay? Now, the image made by the people, note that, the image made by the people is probably some organization with judicial power to enforce the desires of the first dangerous animal. Because this image is going to cause people to worship. You with me? A statue can't do that. You follow me? And so this organization is anti-Christ in nature and ruthless when enforcing its demands. You have a Supreme Court right now in the United States of America that overrules the Constitution of the nation. You follow me? And if you'll just think about how this government runs, it may be a wake-up call to you how this Antichrist government is going to run. And stop looking for somebody's face and understand that Antichrist system is here right now operating every day. And people don't know it. You're using it and you don't know it. And we'll talk about that a little later. Okay? Go ahead.
Verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Okay? So the second dangerous animal gives life to the image mm-hmm. of the first dangerous animal. Isn't it interesting that the first one didn't have life? So it has to get life from some source. And so the second one, the second representative, this is bringing life to the, and the first dangerous animal is able now to speak and cause anyone who refuses to worship what is represented to be killed. And so, to me, that has to be some kind of governing body that has the authority to kill you. They can pass judgment on you as guilty and have you executed.
Okay. The other thing that we talked about with this 15th verse, and you might be going there, is the cyber world.
Excuse me?
The other thing we talked about with this 15th verse is the cyber world and how the cyber world can bring to life an inanimate object.
Oh, absolutely.
Or somebody that's passed already.
You know, I saw a thing, and you probably did too, back when Tony Blair was a prime minister in England, how he spoke to the parliament and he wasn't even there. And he did it through hologram. But yet it looks like a man's on the floor talking. And I'm telling you, the technology that you have today is absolutely incredible as to what they can do. You could take a statue and talk through it through recording. And I won't get into all that, but that's already been done to heads of nations getting their instruction from a statue in the voice of a man through the technology that's available today. Okay?
Verse 16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Now note this. This image Here again, I don't think it's a statue doing this, but this representative is making everyone, common people, great people, it doesn't matter who you are, that everyone has to receive this mark, either in your right hand or in your forehead. Now, this is already happening to where they're scanning hands. You just had it to pop up on your on your phone. Woman buying groceries, and when she goes to the checkout, they scan her hand. It's called implanted chip, okay? That holds all the information in it. So does your debit card. So does your credit card. And your new driver's license have the chip in them as well. And so you're already operating with the system. The system has been, it's evolving. But it's in its last stages right now. You understand? This thing's been in the making. You used to have gold and silver exchange. Then they went to paper, silver certificates. Then they went to checks. Then they went to the debit cards. Now, you know, just like the government used to send out Social Security checks in the mail, the school system and other companies would give you a check. No, it's direct deposit now. What are they doing? Getting you acclimated to not using money. It's like anesthesia. They're putting the public asleep. And you don't even know what's going on in the system. You follow me? I'm telling you, it's not something that will come. It's something that has come. But it's becoming more and more sophisticated. They're already trying to do away with currency. Get the one world. The one world would be the chip. That would be real simple. Then you wouldn't have to carry any money, any credit cards, anything like that. You go anywhere in the world and just scan your hand or your forehead. And people think that's a great idea. Because they're absolutely stupid when it comes to spiritual things. So, this Antichrist system is going to have control over economics. It'll have control over trade. It's already started. Walmart's a big player in it. How many of you know what the barcode is? UPC, Universal Product Code. How many of you know what governs that code? 666. Do you have that paper out with you out here?
Not the barcode paper.
Okay, they're in the office.
The barcode paper.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll show it to you after when we come back from the break. I'll show it to you. And we will read to you the man who invented it, who was asked to create this barcode, who worked for IBM. We will read you his statement on this 666. And he admits it's 666. But he excuses it and says it doesn't have anything to do with the Bible, you know. Yeah, right. I wouldn't believe that if I told it myself. There's too many things out here. There's too much evidence out here. Okay? And so the system has already been placed. It's in place. It's being experimented with right now through people who will volunteer it. You know how that's how you can find your lost animal? You can go have your chip put on your animal. Your baby. They're already talking about it. And people think that's a good idea because they're ignorant of the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, you better wake up. Because this system, ultimately, this system will require an identifying mark on anyone that's going to buy or sell. And if you refuse to take the mark, and starve to death or be killed.
Let me read 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
Now, mark or the number of his name. The number of the name of a human being. Not a face. Get face out of your thinking. Because all these years, people have tried to put a face, and they put so many names up to try to get this numerical value 666. Many people even teach that Nero was the Antichrist because they could put Caesar and Nero together and get 666 out of it. Well, he was Antichrist. There's no question about that. But so there are many antichrists. John, in 1 John, tells you that there are many antichrists in his day. The guy over Korea, he is antichrist. He requires you to worship him. You follow me? There's so many things out there. But people want to put a name to Antichrist. We're going to need these papers.
I know. We are.
Because I want to show you some things about the 666. You want to go get them?
Yeah, I'd be glad.
Okay.
To.
I want to show you that the system is already here. And go ahead.
Thank you.
You can walk in front of me. That's fine. The system is already here, and the system is being used on a daily basis. It just hasn't gotten to the point yet to where it requires the mark. But it is in heavy conversation. This is the ultimate goal of the powers that be. It's not a particular man. It's a conglomerate of people that have an organization and are using these various governmental organizations to formulate what they're wanting to where they can enforce through power. You follow me? I'm not going to attempt to put this on the board, but I have done some research on this stuff. This is just on the barcode, okay? But I want to show you something here. If I get one big enough, I've got several pictures in this. But in a barcode, it's like this. It's not the numbers down here, okay? It's the lines. And so the outer line, the two outer lines, and the center line are the equivalent of a six. Every barcode. Now, let's see if I can find this right here may be more definitive. You've seen them. You can pull it up on any product. And I'll find the guy's quote when he's asked questions. Just give me a minute here. Okay. The guy's name who designed this is Mr. Lohrer, and he has a website. He's George J. Lawyer. In 1971, while Mr. Lohrer was an employee with IBM, he was assigned the task to design the best code and symbol suitable for the grocery industry. In 1973, Mr. Lawrence, UPC barcode, entered the world, and the rest is history. On Mr. Lawrence's website, he has a questions page where he answers various questions about the UPC barcode. On the questions page, Mr. Laura answers the 666 question as follows. Rumor has it that the lines left, middle, and right that protrude below the UPC code are the number 666, and that this is the International Money Code. I typed the code with all sixes, and this seems to be true. At least they all resemble sixes. What's up with that? That's the question. Now, here's his reply. Yes, they do resemble the code for a six, a political answer. An even parity six is. One module wide black bar, one module wide white space, one module wide black bar, four module wide white space. Now listen to this. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It's simply a coincidence. Right. Like the fact, listen to this, my first, middle, and last name all have six letters. There's no connection with an international money code. That's how he addresses that. Well, whether it's intentional or not, which I believe it is, that's irrelevant. What is relevant is it's now in the system with the 666. Okay? Now, let's talk about the 666. People have tried to put various names, letters. Do you have your paper that you're going to use to, mm-hmm. All right, you want to get that? I'm going to have Heather to put on the board. You can't find this now. They took it down. I did this many years ago. Okay? Now,
okay.
What I want her to show you, I'm talking about a system. Not John Doe. Okay? I'm talking about John Doe's system. Now.
Okay.
You should find this very interesting.
All right. Latinos.
Okay. The ancient Greek word for the Latin-speaking man is Latinus. All right? Now, what's interesting is that there is a numerical value in this. $300, $500, $10, $50, $70, and $200. Which, if you get your calculators out, you'll find 666. Okay.
So you said this is, we're looking at Greek, right? Ancient
the Greek,
Greek
word, that's the Greek, ancient Greek word for the Latin-speaking man. Latin-speaking man. That's what this word means, Latin-speaking man. Okay. That equals 666. Okay. Now, let's go on.
Now, this one's longer.
Now, there's several. Go ahead.
Can we erase this or just go beside you?
That's up to them whether they want to copy it or not, or you want to. Just go ahead and write it over here.
Sorry. Missy. How do I spell that?
Vasileia. You ever heard of that word, Basileia? You never heard about Celia? You never heard me teach on the kingdom of God?
Okay.
If you look the word kingdom at in the Bible, it's the word Basileia, which is a rule, a ram, okay? Anybody ever heard of St. Peter's Basileia? I'll give you something to think about, okay? Now we're going to do the numerical value to this as well. And just for the sake of time, I'm going to tell you that if you add it up, it's going to come out to 666. Okay? But we're not through.
We're definitely
there are several three. Things. Okay? But we haven't put a man's name up here. Have you noticed that? We're giving you a system. Okay? Now, if we'll let you take your picture of that, and then we'll erase this. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and erase that. I don't know if we've got time. I'll tell you what.
Stop right here.
Let's just stop right here and take the break. And we come back from the break, we'll look at this. Okay? If you want to, you can go ahead and put these up on the board.
I do.
Okay?
Thanks.
Yeah.